K101 add to Brahmacharya and the end there. So then what? Well, when I was a Brahmacharya, we learned that you should just stay a Brahmacharya for your whole life, and then sannyasi, and that's it. Only the weak ones, the less real ones, Vaishnavas, they get married and so on. Yes, I confess, I even made a poster for one marriage that also not partaking in the one marriage ceremony, that's not partaking in the funeral. Oops, cross it over. Marriage. Meet in the Brahmacharya ashram. It was a joke, but I wouldn't do that again. But that reflected a little bit the spirit in those days. This was, I think, 82 or something. Now it's 2025, and what does this guy say? Today, 70 years old, father of two, and retired from both, a full Brahmachari life and a full completed Grihastha life. Managed to squeeze it in there. After all, becoming a father at age 50. But all I can say here is that this experience of becoming a father is one of the most rewarding and wonderful experiences I have ever had in this life. And I would say experience that has helped me very much in my bhakti yoga path. I mean, just to see, in this case, two souls, real nice souls, just poof. Coming out from the belly of a woman who then becomes a mother, and you are a father and responsible for those souls. It's a responsibility, but it's very rewarding. So on this matter, I have turned, since I was a Brahmachari in my young days, that was, I would say, fanaticism. That was our immaturity and neophyte way of trying to live bhakti yoga, live Krishna consciousness, be good about it, and so on. I mean, and we have spoken about it before, huh? When you're a neophyte, you tend to sometimes get really almost obsessive about, compulsive about certain things, and generally those things that you find more difficult, because you think that, I don't know, but this is the way the thinking I found, not only in myself, that the more difficult it is, you know, this is difficult, this Krishna course is difficult, so, and this is the most difficult thing, this brahmacharya, celibacy and all that. So I'm going to be good at doing that. Then I'm a good devotee, because I'm doing the most difficult stuff that not everyone else can do, which makes me shine above the others. You know, these things may be also there involved. But now, looking back, I think it's very beautiful, this with ashramas. Very scientific. It's a life. It's how you plan and how you go through your life in the best, most successful and satisfying and educative way, because that's what it's about. For me, both the time as a brahmacharya and the time as a grihastha, they were very educative for me. And I think I could say like this, that the time as a brahmacharya was mainly theoretically educative, learning philosophy, learning verses and all of that, doing things. Then gradually became more of an inner growth, inner challenges, inner education. Me, who am I, what am I going to do with my life, how am I towards others, and so on and so forth. And here's Krishna, the sun within my heart, who I'm a ray from. That comes gradually, becomes more and more important. And for me, I learned much of that by becoming a parent. And how about this thing with love and care, responsibility, just being there for others who are depending on you. It's incredibly educative and a real challenge. But that's why brahmacharya is there, to help you, to prepare you for that. So it becomes a very nice experience for both woman and man. But sometimes, you know, we, in the early days, we were macho brahmacharis, and then we couldn't handle it. Sex desire came in there, or mind started drawing us towards the woman. And getting married was almost like a punishment or a fall down confirmed. And you took on that saffron, took off that saffron dress and put on the white dress, it was completely embarrassing and a defeat, and the brahmacharis looked down on you, and you know, that's how it was to a larger or smaller extent, but that's how it was. And of course, when you step into family life in that way, not by marrying someone who you love and getting children because you really, really want them and want to be parents together for those children, and you know, out of love, and yes, of course there is There are other selfish desires in there too. But that's the thing, that when you get yourself into this, the challenge is you have to learn to love. Not just, because you can't get away with it just by being in it for lust. I mean mine, what can I get out of it? Satisfy my senses, now I'm satisfied, now forget about all of you. So that explains why, and again, some things we just need to admit, see clearly, something went wrong there, learn from that. Why, at least in those early years, and unfortunately too many years in, there were, and maybe still are, hopefully not, heavy problems in families, between partners, and I think that those who were hurt the most were the kids. So again, we are talking, this family life is important, and we, in Brahmacharya life, we should learn to prepare for that, learn to love not only the body, lusting for, if we are guys, a beautiful female body to have sex with, and then take the rest of it as a necessary payment for that pleasure, which we now have a license for. But it is to learn to see Brahman, to see each other as spiritual, living people, parts of God, and to appreciate the wonderfulness of all these parts of God, but caring for each other and really supporting each other. And that's the whole brighter side of life, so to speak, that we learn. And then, yep, time to get in here and practice. See what you have learned now, if you can use it. Then I would say, you're doing it the right way, with the right understanding, the mature understanding. And I'm personally happy I didn't get into that father role until I was 50, because it took that much time for me to get out of that and to learn properly what it's all about. And I got some heavy, really heavy teachings to prepare me for that. Now you're stepping into this. It's about learning to love, staying with your partner and your kids as long as they need you, being their supporter, helping, earning money. So it's really, I guess that is also why Grihastha life is spoken about in the Bhagavatam as something that the real sages, the Shukadeva Goswamis and the Four Kumara kind of characters speak about a bit, like, hey, stay away from that. Oof. Because it's a work. I mean, it's really something that demands a lot from us. But again, it's very rewarding. So I think we sometimes took those anti-women, anti-family life, anti-grihasta things that you find just a little verse here and there in the Bhagavatam, especially mainly uttered by someone who was really frustrated after failing somehow. So, yeah. But this is the way I see it now. So now we also spoke a bit about grihasta life. And this means we're talking about the ashramas. So let's see what more we have to say.